This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. In the studio, it's Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Earlier in the show tonight, we were talking about the Google crackdown on YouTube, where multiple cryptocurrency channels and videos were apparently targeted and taken down. Supposedly, they've been putting them back. I don't know what status of all of those channels were, but some are saying they have been restored. But it was a shot across the bow, even if Google says it was just an oopsie, whoops, oh, we didn't mean to do that. You caught us. We're so sorry. It does communicate that, hey, you're there at, you know, if you've got a channel on YouTube, you are there at YouTube's pleasure. They get to decide whether your channel stays or goes or is demonetized or is shadow banned or whatever, you know, they want to do to you. So we can talk more about that, because they also apparently have targeted a fairly major crypto app in their Play Store.
They have.
And Captain Kickass has that story. But let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts first. Alex is in Maine and watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Alex.
I don't know. Are you sure?
Had the same voice, sounded okay. Exactly the same to me. So I'm actually going to hit the dump button on him, because we only have a one call per night rule. And
there aren't many rules.
We don't have a whole lot of rules here on this program, but you know, if you don't have anything more intelligent to say than just calling a host a name, that's not really worth our time. It's not worth our listeners' time.
Is Jew a name? I mean, it's a name.
He called you an ugly Jew.
Yeah, well, ugly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an adjective.
That's what I mean, calling names like that.
Right.
So you can bring up whatever you want.
cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam, C-A-M, .freetalklive.com.
You decide.
I have combed my hair today, and I am, you know, I'm a dashing looking man, and this guy's just jealous.
You That's be the it. Judge.
That's probably it. All right. So anyway, back to the story here. We were talking about YouTube. Kim.com. You know who that is?
Yeah, I do.
Kim.com, the founder of what was at one time called Mega Upload. They raided his house.
Didn't they try to extradite him too?
They're still trying.
Oh.
Years later, I think the raid on his home was in 2011.
Wasn't the United States government raiding his house in New Zealand?
Correct, yeah. In some foreign country, the U.S. government just, you know, descended with black helicopters, et cetera, and so on.
Wow.
And they've been trying to get him out of there.
I think it's like this guy's Noriega or something.
Yeah, he built an upload site for videos.
Right, yeah. There were people uploading, you know, DVDs and other copyrighted materials to Mega Upload, and they alleged that Kim.com knew about it. And so, therefore, since he knew about it and had a platform that was tolerant of it, therefore, he is some sort of a kingpin and needed to be taken down with violence.
Meanwhile, Pornhub still exists.
Yeah, and so they're still going after him, but he actually had a comment. So the reason I'm bringing him up is he's in the story over at EthereumWorldNews.com. This is a piece about, you know, some of the alleged restorations of the YouTube accounts.
I welcome his commentary.
Kim.com says, this is on his Twitter, at Kim.com, it's K-I-M-D-O-T-C-O-M. YouTube is cutting off crypto content creators. The U.S. government is behind this. The war against crypto has begun. U.S. empire won't allow anything to undermine its control of the financial system, including mass surveillance, market manipulation via money printing, and sanctions. Fight back, he says.
That's very much the sentiment in this other article from one of the Ethereum founders.
Well, he's right on. And how do you fight back in this circumstance? You don't do it with bullets. That's usually, you know, going to lead
you dead.
Yeah,
they win that game.
Yeah, they know how to fight
when
it comes
to
bullets. They're trained for that. That's what they're ready for. But they don't. There's really not much they can do if you take your value out of their money and put it into cryptocurrency. And we were talking earlier with an older gentleman who was asking some of the, you know, the basics of questions about crypto. And, you know, if you are in that position where you don't know a whole lot about it, and you also at the same time are sick and tired of having the banks and the governments control your life and tell you how to live and what you can do and what you can't do, this is a major way that you can get out from underneath the control of these old agencies, these old, you know, institutions, and give yourself some more choices in your life.
If you think that the government is going to win the war on cryptocurrency, I would like to present to you Silk Road. Now,
they took it down.
They did take it down. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the history. Ross Ulbricht claimed that he put up this site to get some more freedom. He claimed he turned it over to somebody else. We don't know entirely what happened. The government certainly took down Silk Road with the intention of sending the message that people using cryptocurrency to buy drugs, there's probably safer, in a safer manner, by the way. You don't have to walk into the bad section of town and get bopped on the head. You know, so drugs that have been tested, that, you know, the drug dealers have ratings like they do on eBay.
Right.
And you don't have to go into the bad section of town. So even if you lose your money, which is what happens when you get bopped on the top of your head in the wrong section of town.
Yeah.
You just lose your money, you don't lose your money and get bopped on the head, which potentially can send you to the hospital and you could die, right?
Correct.
So it's definitely safer. So Silk Road was inarguably a safer method to consume and use drugs.
Yeah, website's not going to stab you.
Right.
or arrest you.
Right.
And, you know, all those things are, you know, pretty inarguably true. You can say whatever you want about using drugs. I get it. But people are still doing it before, during, and after Silk Road. Taking down Silk Road did nothing to stop drug consumption.
No, it actually led to other sites like
it. And that's what's important.
Multiple sites.
Yeah. Right. If they were trying to send a message, don't open up a drug sales organization on the dark web and use cryptocurrency.
That's what the judge said. She said she was sending a message by sentencing Ross Ulbricht to 2 life sentences plus 40 years.
Yeah, she failed. Like, miserably failed, but of course she got a promotion. And that's what the drug war is all about, ladies and gentlemen. The drug war is about government bureaucrats continuing to make more and more and more money on the drug war while they fail and fail and fail. Nothing fails its way to success like the drug war has.
Yeah.
The drug war is an abject failure, the biggest boondoggle, the biggest waste of money. I mean, just a bunch of cops and prosecutors and people just treading water while they make big bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know who the winner is. Drugs are the winner. Drugs have won the war.
Yeah.
They're still there.
So if you think the government is going to take out cryptocurrency, explain to me how the government is going to take out just buying drugs online with cryptocurrency.
They can't even stop drugs in prison, right?
No.
A place that is 100% encapsulated by nothing but statism.
Right.
Sure. And drugs are big and bulky and smelly and, you know,
especially weed.
It's a lot easier to find a shipment of drugs than it is to find cryptocurrency, especially when you're dealing with a privacy coin like Monero. I believe there was actually a story in the headlines that I saw within the last day or so that somebody at Europol has made the pronouncement that they've tried and they can't track Monero. It's a system that's relatively impenetrable so far. Now, that's not to say that it's perfect or that there is any sort of perfect system, but it is one of the cryptocurrencies that a lot of the underground drug marketplaces have embraced.
Yeah, they're working on it.
So it's pretty successful, I would say, so far. But
And today, basically, the only way to get Monero is to get into you'd have to sell drugs on one of these dark web sites, or you would have to buy Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. Those are the only ways to get in.
No, that's not the only way to get Monero. You can get Monero in a variety of different ways.
How so?
There are websites that will allow you to buy Monero.
Straight up?
Yeah.
I'm surprised at that. I didn't think that was so.
Sure.
Okay. You had to go through...
I can go on Kraken right now and buy as much Monero as I want.
You can send money to Kraken,
right,
and then you can buy some Bitcoin.
No, I can just buy Monero.
How it is in most
record
exchanges.
Well, I mean, you don't use that many domestic exchanges that have fiat currency options, but I certainly have.
Okay.
And Kraken has Monero on their exchange. They haven't
taken
lots
it down. Of them have Monero. All the exchanges have Monero. It's the
they
question
have U.S.
is,
dollar pairs.
But they're in paired up to BTC, and you have to buy the BTC.
They have U.S. dollar pairs.
I've taken your word for it, Ian.
On
I'm not
Kraken.
Calling you a liar.
Okay. I'm just letting you know. So that's one way you can do it, but that puts you on the record. And there are also some darknet sites, from what I understand, where you can buy Monero with various things. Presumably cash would be one of those things. Plus decentralized exchanges, atomic swaps, those are also options.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I was talking with some of the guys from AnyPay last night. AnyPayInc.com is their website. We've talked a lot about them. They guest host with us on a monthly basis here on Free Talk Live, Derek and Steven. They just got back from family vacation, going up to Texas and all that. They're back to work at the AnyPay head offices, and they've got something cool that they're working on. They've always got something cool they're working on.
These guys are busy.
But they're going to be upgrading the whole system of AnyPay, and I don't want to get too technical on this, but the way that the AnyPay system has worked previously and now, is that you put your address into your cryptocurrency wallet. If you're a business owner and you want to start accepting cryptocurrency, you set up the back end of AnyPay. You say, all right, well, here's my Bitcoin address, here's my Dash address, here's my Bitcoin Cash address, and then you can collect payments from people with their payment system, with their point of sale, and it goes from when the customer pays, it jumps into an AnyPay wallet temporarily, and then immediately get shot out to your wallet, you, the owner's wallet. So there's like one step in there. There's a hop in there, right? And they're going to make it so that hop is gone.
Oh.
So they're going to make it so there will be a way to set up your AnyPay in the back end to all payments do not even touch AnyPay's wallet. They just go straight into the owner's wallet, and then the system will detect that payment happening and show the paid screen and everything like that.
Impressive.
So it's been something that some of us have been asking for. It's going to, you know, if you can take one step out of the process, that's always a good thing, right?
Right.
So, and I'm excited about that. They're still testing it. It hasn't been rolled out yet, but I know that's something they want to do, and eventually they want to make that mandatory. They want everybody who's currently on the system to convert to that. So there's going to be some process in doing
that.
That's
so cool.
I'm excited about it. AnyPayInc.com, plus they've announced their AnyPay Ambassador program, where if you help a local business get set up to accept cryptocurrency, and you let AnyPay know at AnyPayInc.com, then you can get rewards for that now. You can get paid for every purchase in cryptocurrency that's made at that business. Now, you know, for how long, I don't know. But for now, it's something that they're offering, and it's pretty cool.
So, yeah, so you could basically be an independent salesman is not exactly the right term, but
that's what you're doing.
Agent for AnyPay, where you go set people up, and then you get a percentage of what everybody spends in crypto through, you know, for whatever period of time they're running this program, and it's going to be some period of time.
Yeah, that's what they, you know, that's what the crypto world has needed for a long time, and no one has ever offered this.
Yeah,
and it's there's no cost to the merchant either, by the way. So the money comes from other things that AnyPay is doing. They see this as such an important thing that they've taken some of their other revenue, and they've said, all right, we're going to give people an incentive to get out there.
I just love that these guys are doing adoption stuff, right? It's so important.
Good work, and I love what they're doing there. So check them out at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Let's go to the phones here to your calls and thoughts. We have Josh in Florida listening on YouTube. Go ahead, Josh.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
Lomo Finkelstein, thank you so much for your generous donation for Bitcoin.
Are you making the suggestion that somehow there's some hand rubbing?
This is either that or he's playing with himself, one or the other.
Are you making the suggestion that somehow Bitcoin is Jew-related? They're Jew-obsessive.
Are you
person?
Saying Satoshi Nakamoto is Jewish?
You're talking about Jewish currency, yes, Bitcoin.
Really?
What evidence do you have? What evidence do you have that is a true statement? I mean, other than just sort of wild things said by dumb butts on the internet.
You know, you would think that the white nationalist types would be, you know, more friendly towards cryptocurrency.
These aren't white nationalists. These are 4chan morons.
Oh, you don't believe that they are even that they even believe the things that they're saying?
No, they're trying to say, they're just trying to be edgy. They're edgelords.
Trolling.
Let's continue here. We've got
they don't
Mark
even know white nationalism.
Mark, and that's why they won't answer any questions, right? Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, calling from Chattanooga.
Hello, yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh yes.
Oh boy.
What wonderful brilliance will you have for us? Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Otishev Yahandri Biden. I have to speak to Mr. Eddington. Yes, I have a thought about him. I need to discuss with him.
Are you, like, mixing an Asian accent with a Jewish impression?
Nine! Nine!
Now German. Okay.
999. Okay. All right. Oh.
Yeah, I have the report that you're an unregistered.
Is that autistic screeching? Is that what that would be?
I think
right
it
there?
Would be autistic
yeah.
screeching, yes.
It would be. Sorry, you were saying something completely
unimportant. Go ahead, millennial.
Silence! I have a report that from my
Silence!
Fear.
I kill you!
I have a report from my fear that.
I can't even understand you.
A report from his fear.
Jesus Christ. Call on Discord, would you? If you're going to be jumping all over the phone like that, shoving it down your mouth. Thanks for the call. I mean, at least he made us laugh. That's better than the last two calls.
We can handle a heckler.
We got Howard. He's in.
And let's talk about the Discord line real quick.
Okay, yeah.
You go to discord.freetalklive.com.
We won't ban you from Discord.
Right, that's not my goal, right? I mean, you know, we're letting y'all dummies call in, yeah. right? I mean, we know how to keep people from calling in.
I'm not upset as I normally would be because they're not saying the F word. You know, we don't have to.
Right.
We don't have to dump their calls just because they're awful.
So just call on Discord. You'll sound better.
Yeah.
And you won't have to. You'll be able to hear yourself better.
You don't have to go through the phone screener if you call on Discord.
What millennial that has any spine in them is still using a landline or a cell phone to call people? Come on.
You think these are millennials, not Gen Z?
Yeah, they could be. I find Gen Z to be an insulting term. We need
what's the other name for it then?
There isn't one that I know of. But to name Gen Z is...
I've heard another one.
The one after the one after Y, X, and Gen X has its own name.
Where was Gen Y? Did we skip Y?
That's millennials.
I feel like there was another name for Gen Z, and I just don't remember what it was.
Well, what about Generation Maybe. W? I feel like I'm on Sesame Street.
Okay,
right
so
now.
Gen X was named after Billy Idol. I believe it's Billy Idol's band before he became Billy Idol, okay? And that was the name of it in, like, the... Early, like this late 70s, maybe early 80s.
You mean like
Gen
Rebel
X,
Yell,
Generation X.
Really,
okay. That guy.
Yeah, the lip.
The lip. he had this band, and it was called Generation X. And that's how our generation got its name.
Where is he now, by the way?
Who decides these names? Like when does the next generation begin?
People agree on it.
And do they, or does it just happen and people adopt it?
Well, if enough people adopt it, then it's agreed upon.
It seems very fad-like at this point, right? Because what was before the boomers?
Well, like
the silent generation.
When your mother named you, it's like other people could have chosen a different name for you and just called you that if they wanted to, but they decided to go with your mom's say so.
Okay.
And okay, so there we go. We all have agreement on what that your name's Captain Kickass.
Some have called them I generation with a little I.
Oh yeah.
Because the internet's been around for their whole lifetime,
sure,
basically.
That's interesting.
What about the E-generation?
Right, E-generation also refers to that.
Lowercase right. E only.
We have.
I want to know what Greta Thunberg thinks about this.
The toll-free number is 855.
How dare you!
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some have called them Zoomers, Gen Tech, Gen We, Net Gen.
Yeah, it's not working.
Digital Natives, plural.
I like that.
We're on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want. The Snowflake Generation.
I like that, too. But I feel like that should go to the millennials.
All right. So, take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live.
You are a special snowflake.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton praising the church at the town of White Settlement near Fort Worth for how prepared its volunteer security team was in putting down the shooter Sunday. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
I've never heard a solution that offers a way to prevent this from ever happening again. So knowing that, all I'm saying is that we should be prepared for when it does happen.
Paxton speaking with reporters, telling them that the West Freeway Church of Christ is a model for other churches to follow. Paxton would not speculate on a motive, only saying the shooter was homeless and had visited the White Settlement Church several times before.
The two men killed in the shooting, members of the church's security team, they're identified as Anton Wallace, 64 years old from Fort Worth, and Richard White, 67 from River Oaks. Wallace, a deacon and longtime congregant of the church. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. I didn't get to join us on the radio here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
You can join people who care about freedom in beautiful New Hampshire, Rogers Campground, the White Mountains of New Hampshire, coming up in June and July, so June 29th until July 5th of 2020 for ForkFest 2020. It is the fourth annual ForkFest, which is what? It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival. Decentralized meaning there's nobody who's in charge of this event. You kind of come up whenever you want. And some people are going to do June 29th to the 5th. If you want to stay longer, you can. It's up to you. What you do when you're there is up to you. Do you just want to hang out and, you know, do campfire kind of things with other liberty-minded folks? You
There'll can be some hikes, too.
Yeah, hiking, sporting events that people want to put on, or a poker table.
People
or
always go to Santa's Village.
Do they? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Is that open that time of the year? Yeah, I guess it is. So there's, you know, people that just
kind of Santa goes in the summer.
The whole idea is to self-organize. That is to say that every individual is in charge of what they do. So if you want to put something on for people to attend, going to Santa's Village, going on a hike, doing some sort of competitive event, maybe having a speaker series, putting on some sort of a musical performance, it's up to you what you create at ForkFest 2020. So go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there and connect with the community by linking over to our Telegram chat room. And there's a ForkFest forum as well. All of this unofficial. So forkfest.party. It's June 29th through July 5th at Rogers Campground. And there are no tickets. If somebody tries to sell you a ticket, you better ask them what you're getting for it, because there's no official anything.
But you can go there and sell tickets.
Yeah, like I said, if you want to try to sell a ticket.
I'm stoked. I'm going to be there for the first time.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a good one.
I've got the fork part. I had to arrange some things on my schedule so I could go. So
cool.
I've got the fork part. So I don't know about the part before that rhymes with fork. But
the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the festival from which ForkFest forked, is now happening before ForkFest. So it was that ForkFest happened first, then the Porcupine Freedom Festival in 2020. That will reverse, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival will happen first, then ForkFest will happen. So I think that'll make it even more success, and it also means that ForkFest will, for the very first time, include Independence Day. So get ready for fireworks.
Could a guy dig a pit and like roast a pig properly?
That's
I don't
a
think
good
so.
Question.
Not in your campground.
No.
I don't know about that.
I call it Pork and Fork,
mm-hmm.
right? That's my pet name for the two festivals back to back. And I just thought, what more appropriate than a roast pig and then have some forks?
They already have. I mean, how deep do you need to dig that pit?
At least the size of the pig carcass.
The depth of a pig carcass?
Plus, I'd say a good, 5-6 inches.
I think
so.
You would want to talk to the park first and see what they would say about
that. There are other ways of roasting pig.
Lots of them.
I was just curious if, somebody had done it already or...
So there are rules, but there are not very many of them. The park is pretty live and let live when it comes to things, but, they probably don't want you busting their water pipes or whatever, so they might want to talk to you about that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. ForkFest.party is the website there. We go to Howard. He's calling from Newark, New Jersey, on the radio.
Really?
You're gone. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. No, you cannot talk about excretory
it's the
functions.
Action, right? Yeah, yeah.
You cannot talk about sexual things in detail. You can talk about sex, sort of as an adult topic and, you can dance around certain
things.
It's
the graphic description.
Yeah, graphic.
More clinical.
Graphic description. Even getting clinical about what he said would be difficult because it would be hard to describe that without getting graphic.
Yeah.
So we're just not going to go and try to tell you what he said because it's really not worth it. We continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. We were talking about the Google crackdown on cryptocurrency. And crypto YouTube channels, Google finally apologized and said they had made a mistake, but it did result in some good. I think that there was some good that came out of this, as Naomi Brockwell pointed out on Friday night's episode. It's adversity like this that is necessary for people to seek out other options. Even though there have been other options, if you've got a YouTube channel and people are watching it, then why would you want to go anywhere else? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But then Google went ahead and deleted some channels and proved that you don't have control over those things. In case you thought for a moment that you did, that's a healthy reminder that you are not in charge of your channel. You may be able to upload to it. You may be able to, remove videos on your own. It may have the semblance of control, but they can decide. And if they decide to make your channel go poof, there's not much you can do besides cry about it.
They are the deciders.
Yeah.
Right. And honestly, it's getting more and more that Google is the decider about everything. They can decide that your website doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And get rid of it. They can decide, get rid of the vast majority of people's ability to get there. They can determine that your email is spam and send your email to the many, 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 many people that have Gmail addresses. I mean, these people are fantastically powerful when it comes to communication.
Wasn't there some story recently about a Google employee who had something awful happen to her email? I'm sorry, I don't remember what it was, but there was some kind of headline that this girl was locked out of. I know what it was. They basically completely locked her out of all of her files from her Google account. She a lot of people have a lot of things.
Her Google Drive.
Google Drive, email. They just decided, nope. you're not going to be able to access this stuff anymore.
Oh, exploit been worked at Google also.
Maybe it was one of those things, you know? You never know.
I was pointing this out recently, but like all of the major tech players, Google, Facebook.
Apple.
Apple, Netflix to some extent, Amazon. All of these players have participated in and, as far as I can tell, continue to participate in, not only violating whatever terms they put forth on their websites when you sign up for them, but also your privacy in the way of spying. Every one of those entities has participated in, and there's nothing to say that they've stopped.
Well, it's not violating the terms of service when the terms of service say that they can change the terms of service at any time and they don't have to notify you of that. So therefore, there are no such, you know, there's no static terms. They can always modify these things at their leisure.
Right, but the practical, like to the lay person, the practical effect is that you're being spied on by these tech companies. And there's no sign of them stopping anytime soon. And they're the big names. And they're the big names, all of them. Yeah.
Well, it's revenue. You're doing so. Google Drive may be the only exception to this, but I use Gmail, and this is a big service that allows me to do a lot of things. I am far more productive than I was 20 years ago without it.
Yep.
And I don't pay a penny for it. Well, why is that? It's because I'm the product and service.
They're mining your data.
Yeah, you know, that's the reality.
Look at Harry. He's calling from Arizona, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Harry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about what's going down on the border here. I live about 50 miles away, and I can't go more than
hold it together, buddy. What? It almost sounded like he had something creative to say, but he just couldn't hold it together.
Yep, those millennials. Those 4chan boys.
The autistic shouting.
Scree!
I don't think they can use the Tourette's excuse.
No.
I don't think so.
But with regards to the
Tourette's
spying...
Tourette's doesn't mean you're dumb.
No.
No.
With regards to the spying, in addition to the NSA, it's Microsoft, Apple, Amazon are the three. And Facebook.
They're biggies.
Facebook. Those are the four. All proven to have, listened in on communications, otherwise reviewed messages, particularly by subcontractors specifically. So if you're a contractor for any of those companies, you've probably heard, read, or seen something that was in violation of somebody else's privacy.
Coming up, Google takes down MetaMask. What is that? We'll tell you about it on the way here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can get on the line with us and screech autistically. Up to you.
Autistic screeching live.
This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most
most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you dial now, you can get on the air with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that is where you will sound almost like you're sitting in the studio. You can also chat with our other Discord chatters. They're in there pretty much all day and all night long. It's an international chat server, so folks from all around the planet talking about various different things. There's different chat rooms in there with different subject matter. So check it out. It's free over at discord.lrn.fm.
They are having a gay old time.
Discord.lrn.fm. All right, so we're going to go. We'll take more of your calls if you dial in, but Captain Kickass, we were just about to get into some more news, specifically about Google, not just targeting YouTube channels, but also one of the most popular cryptocurrency applications.
Right. This is from CoinGeek.com. Google bans Ethereum wallet MetaMask from its Play Store. MetaMask is a wallet, obviously, exclusive to the Ethereum. I got my MetaMask wallet when the whole IPO thing was just sort of coming about.
Was where people would put some sort of a pitch together for some kind of technology they wanted to create. Some of the ideas were pretty interesting. Some of them were straight-up scams. And they raised a bunch of money through having people send either Bitcoin BTC or Ethereum, Ethereum being the second most valuable or popular cryptocurrency on the planet. into these accounts, and then they would give them tokens back. And so you were excited by something, I imagine. And
yeah, me and a friend of mine, we read a white paper. We thought, oh, this is a cool idea. You know, let's throw a half of Ethereum at it or something, right? See what happens, right? It was
what happened.
You know, nothing really. Yeah,
they got your Ethereum.
Yeah,
what
I think
happened,
they got
right?
my half Ethereum, except for the quarter of one that I still have in a wallet somewhere. But at any rate,
a lot of those things failed miserably, by the way. I mean, some of them may have been legitimate ideas and they just failed, and others might have been just straight
the
up.
The organization still exists, but, like, there's no, I mean, I've seen no financial
nothing coming out of them.
Any, yeah, and I don't expect to.
The dot-com boom existed, too. That doesn't mean that the stock market's a scam.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it isn't either.
But Google has taken down MetaMask from the Play Store. The Ethereum wallet and decentralized application revealed the suspension on Twitter. Google purportedly cited its policy against crypto mining apps as the reason for the suspension, which, of course, MetaMask does not do any mining. MetaMask tweeted, "In the last week, MetaMask Android client was suspended by the Google Play App Store. They cited their policy that bans mining on mobile, which we don't. Appeal rejected." So they already appealed the decision, and it was rejected as well.
For reason mining.
For what Google says is, it's mining, which, of course, the app does.
Ridiculous thing.
Is there it possible that there's some relationship to some coin that you can hold in your MetaMask wallet or some token you can hold in your MetaMask wallet that does some kind of mining scam? I have no clue.
I don't believe so. The company had appealed Google's decision to no avail. MetaMask insisted that it doesn't allow crypto mining.
We have
app.
Google kicked us out of the store, and then we asked them again if we could be back in, and they said no. So that's what an appeal is.
Yep. The company stated it's unclear whether the reviewer doesn't understand the policy or whether they are enforcing an unwritten policy.
Yes, which certainly can happen.
MetaMask's Twitter outrage caught the eyes of the Google Play development team, which promised to intervene and escalate the issue. No action has been taken at press time.
Interesting.
The company attacked Google's recent anti-crypto campaign, urging the crypto community to come together against disintermediation.
Wait. There's an anti-crypto campaign by Google?
This is referring to the YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
This is in reference to, so it's a tie-in to the YouTube story, right? They're saying the YouTube videos taken down surrounding the crypto stuff was...
Coincidence?
Well, and that's, sort of the inference here.
This is all right after, relatively quickly after the takedown of the, what was the Joby Weeks business?
The Ponzi scheme?
Well,
Bit Club
the alleged
Networks?
Come on,
that's exactly what it was.
I certainly had that sort of feeling.
That's what it felt like when we first heard about Bit Club
years ago.
When Joby tried to recruit us.
Correct.
No, OneCoin was different. OneCoin was... I would say OneCoin was even worse of a scam. I mean, they're both
more
really
clearly
bad.
A scam.
I saw a OneCoin video back in the day. I'm like, oh my God, stay far away.
Yeah.
Like, I just could smell the BS.
OneCoin didn't even bother to have anything at all to really justify the scam. With BitClub Networks, they actually did have a mining pool of some sort because they were finding blocks. So they had at least the illusion of having, a mining activity of some sort. But it was what appears to be a Ponzi scheme. There's even excerpts from chats in the indictment, presuming you believe the indictment is legit, that show this one of these characters who was the organizers, I forget his name, but the main guy basically just calling it a Ponzi scheme. Like, he knew exactly what he was doing, and he thought that all of the
I haven't
that
looked
he,
into it. I'm just not prepared to
look into
go
it.
Ahead. Why?
Because then you'll know what you're talking about when you talk about it.
I'm just saying, all I'm saying is that all this stuff is coming on the heels of that.
Yeah, that's just coincidence, I think.
Well, I don't know.
Google is taking down crypto videos because of one of the myriad of Ponzi schemes.
Is it taking down crypto videos and crypto apps at the same time? Is that a coincidence?
That's what they would have you believe, but I don't know if that's a coincidence.
Oh, so you don't think that's a coincidence, but it coming on the heels of a arrest surrounding some alleged scam artists
there
is
have been
a coincidence.
Crypto scams been taken down left and right for years.
And things have happened. And things have happened, as a result. And I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys were getting a little heated there. I thought I was going to have to pull this radio program over.
Let me make you turn your mic off.
All right, next up, what's up?
If left banned, we will be working on other ways of bringing our services to users still stranded on the Android platform while they migrate to something more free. The story will not stop here, and it certainly won't stop with the Goliath winning, according to MetaMask lead developer Dan
Well,
Finley.
I mean, where are you going to migrate to? It's either Apple or Android. I mean, there's not another option out there for phone operating systems, right?
Yeah, he said that he hoped the suspension was not a genuine mistake, but if not, Google was waging a serious war against the crypto industry. Mm-hmm. He told Cointelegraph, I very much hope that this was an honest mistake on the part of Google's reviewers, but in combination with all the crypto YouTube bans, it definitely puts me at dis-ease
for sure
about how Google is engaging with decentralizing technologies. If people accept this behavior from a mobile monopoly like Google, we may not deserve something better. This apparently isn't the first time Google has clashed with MetaMask. In July 2018, Google's Chrome browser unlisted MetaMask from its web store. Users were still able to install the wallet manually on their Chrome browsers, however.
And it's also down from the browser or from the Chrome store as well?
Apparently, according to the article. Unless they've, you know, put it back since some sort of, you know, media outrage. Google owned YouTube.
I see it here. It appears to be here. So I think maybe it's still available on the Chrome Web Store,
which is different and distinct from the Amazon the Android Store.
Right. But you're saying it's down from the Play Store, is what you're saying,
right?
They also took down AnyPay's app, by the way, which
really?
I don't think had anything to do with this. And the reason I say that is because I discovered it accidentally last night. I was doing some copy edits on local crypto website and just kind of reviewing some stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I wanted to check and see if they, because AnyPay was going to rename their app to AnyPay Cash Register. Because there's another AnyPay app that has sort of like a similar looking logo.
Jeez.
And it's like the Chinese AnyPay or something like that. Wow. That has nothing to do with accepting crypto payments, and I don't even know what it is, but it's got the same name and kind of a similar logo. And so, you know, I wanted to see if their new name change had taken, because, you know, sometimes it takes some time for those things to happen. And I couldn't even find the app, so I reported it to Stephen and Derek, and they didn't know they'd been taken down. They found there was an email from Google. Apparently, there was like a version of Java or jQuery, which I think is some sort of Java-related scripting language, that apparently had some sort of vulnerability in it, and so every program on their store that had this version of jQuery, they took them all down. So AnyPay's working to fix that and get back on these. So they haven't been banned from the store, but that was the reason why they were taken down. So if you've been trying to download the AnyPay app and you found out that it wasn't there, well, now you know what's going on with that.
Well, I mean, we know that, you know, YouTube outraged the crypto community just days ago after it took down several crypto-related videos. The video sharing giant cited harmful or dangerous content as the reason for its action. However, it quickly realized the colossal mistake it made, apologized, and announced that it had restored all crypto content.
Yeah.
The statement has done little, according to some YouTubers who claim that their content hasn't been recovered. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of tweets here from users. You know, still, it's been 4 days, still not a peep from YouTube or any email response from my YouTube partner.
Here's what you do. Go to library.lbry.com. It is completely decentralized. They cannot take you down. That is not an option with Library. There's really no better. In my, you know, look at the different options out there. That's the best one. It's the most decentralized, and it's the one that you can actually earn cryptocurrency
pretty
from.
Pretty easy to use, too.
Your videos. Yeah, lbry.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. Check out lcaptainkickass.com. EL, by the way, it's Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.